Good afternoon. This is Carl James with Talking Hoosier Baseball on Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. Indiana baseball head coach Jeff Mercer met with the media today and took multiple questions describing the team that is now in first place and has been in first place for a couple of weeks ahead of what is going to be one of their biggest weekends at Michigan.
I was happy with the way things went for the most part in New Jersey. It was my first time visiting, so it was good. Obviously, the rain was a bit of an issue without them having lights, where we kind of had to push through some things. But the Rutgers did a great job. They were first class in managing that. All of their facility people were awesome. Did a great job managing the best that they could. Really competitive games. We pitched it really well. For the most part, played good defense. We had the one game there where we kind of struggled there in the rain. But other than that, we made some really good defensive, some big-time splash plays. Did a pretty good job overall. We had some moments there offensively where I thought we were really good. We had some moments offensively where I thought we kind of gave away some opportunities to put up some crooked numbers. But all in all, we continue to move and grow and be successful. And then obviously coming up this weekend with Michigan, a big-time series. With a great program, a really well-coached team, a really talented team, a coaching staff that we all have a ton of respect for, and I have a personal history with those guys, having coached at Michigan and then knowing those guys for a long time. So I'm excited. I know the boys are excited and look forward to this weekend.
All right, we're going to start off with Austin and then go to Matt.
Coach, it feels like you guys have kind of found different ways to win in the past couple of weeks, whether that's an offensive explosion or Gabe Bierman going a complete game. How important is that as you head down the stretch to know that and actually have proof to your guys that you can win in multiple different ways?
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Austin. When you talk to the guys and you're trying to create your environment and your mentality as a group, the one thing that you have to have at its core essence is the ability to just continue to compete and to fight. And you don't know how the game is going to work its way out, and you don't know who's going to be the one that does it. But in some way, shape, or form, you have the confidence to believe that if we just continue to push through mistakes and through errors and through bad things, that we're going to have an opportunity to win it in the end. And whether it's on the offensive side or on the pitching or making a great defensive play, those guys have continued to push, and they haven't rolled over. They haven't given up. I mean, there were so many times, you know, that first game on Saturday against Rutgers, there were so many moments where they just could have said, you know what, this stinks. The heck with this. And got a long day today, and they keep coming back, and they just didn't. We just kept going and going and going. And, you know, the first game on Friday, the wind's blowing in 20 miles an hour, and we're hitting balls hard and have nothing to show for it till late. And they just continued to push. You know, the pitchers, when we're kicking the ball around there in that rain game against Nebraska, we looked like the bad news bears there for about 25 minutes. The pitchers, they could have packed it in. They could have said, well, this is silly and thrown a fit, but they didn't. They just kept competing and fighting, and you just find a way to put yourself in a position to win. And I think at the same time, you hit a point there that when you have the experience of having done it, and for us, For a lot of the guys on the mound, this is their first time doing it first in a main role. Positionally, we start four or five freshmen on most days. It's once you've actually done it and then you have a memory or an experience to draw from of success, it's so much easier to get yourself back into that place. When a coach says, hey, have confidence, believe in yourself. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, I've never actually done this. I've never actually played. I've never actually had success. I just have the ability to have success. I think once you have that to draw from, it really does help to pull yourself back out of a little bit of a slide and back into a successful moment, because you do have the experience of having done it before.
Matt and then John.
Hey, Coach. Last week, you talked about how guys in different spots of the lineup have different at-bats due to pitch selection. I'm curious how you think Colin Hopkins adjusted to being moved up in the lineup this past weekend.
Yeah, he did a really nice job, and it ended up being a big move. It was a decision that came. We sat down as a coaching staff and thought he was ready for more at-bats with runners in scoring position, and he had them. You know, he ends up with the game-tying hit with two outs. Has a big hit. We had first and second, has a big hit on the pass ball. I can't remember which game it was where he singles to left, maybe the eighth inning of that first game. You know, he's going to get pitched differently in those situations, less fastballs, more changeups, you know, more off-speed stuff. But he's just a guy that you trust. And when you trust a guy to be able to just do what you ask him to do, do what the team needs him to do, then you feel confident in putting him in those situations. And ultimately, that's what we believed, and he went out and did exactly what we needed him to do. And it really helped us a ton. That move helped us a ton. It brought him up in big moments and big situations, and he was able to come through for us. So he's going to get pitched a little bit differently, more backwards. You know, you're going to get changeups and 2-0 counts. You're going to get, you know, 4 straight breaking balls with a runner on second and third, and he's going to have to battle his way through it. But I think with the experience, and I think with who he is as a person, he's capable of having success in that role.
John and then Tom?
I have 2 questions. The first one about Matt Letwicky. He didn't appear at all this past weekend. Was it just situation or something physical, or I guess what was the deal there?
He's fine. He's fine. He's healthy. He was felt a little bit erratic on Sunday. And it was just Gabe was cruising, and I know it was in the ninth inning, but he goes into the ninth at 96 pitches. It's warm. Gabe's had a week off a couple weeks ago, so we felt like he was okay. But Matt physically is fine. He was a little bit tight and just a little bit, he just kind of said he was a little bit, not all over the place, but just a little bit more out of the zone than maybe he normally is, and just felt like we had the better matchup was still with Gabe at that point. He just had, you know, 4 or 5 pitches going and was still in complete control. So Matt's fine. No issues with him. He'll be ready to go this weekend. And we did, and the kind of thing was we did extend him against Iowa, which was in the back of our minds a little bit, where he did go a 2-inning save against a really good offense. And we just didn't, if he wasn't like full tilt, ready to go, like pouring it in there, we didn't want to push him again after kind of pushing him last weekend. So, but he's fine, healthy, no issues. He'll be ready to go this weekend.
Okay. The other question is about Paul Tates. I mean, we were talking about him, I think, a couple of weeks ago. All these doubles, I mean, 16 on the year. I mean, is this the kind of hitter you envision him being, or is this, you talked about the physical improvements he's made, being able to run a little bit better, you know, getting better shape. Like, where does this come from, I guess, the 16 doubles production?
Well, I think he's capable of more, to be honest with you. He's a good player. He's done a good job, but I think there's more in Paul. I think he's a better defender than he's shown at times this year. I think there's more in him as far as better pitch selection and situational awareness. He's a smart player. He's a smart kid. He's a competitive kid. Sometimes he'll expand the zone, and sometimes he'll give a pitch away or giving a bat away. And he is as talented of a player as an offensive player for a young guy as I've ever coached. He's got really, really very natural about the ball skills. He's competitive. He's confident. He believes in himself. And sometimes that leads you to expand the zone a little bit. It's like, I can hit anything. And we have to make sure that we don't give our bat away by over swinging early in counts. And I say that things not to disparage Paul, but to say, like, I do believe in him to the point where, yes, I did think he was capable of doing the things that he's doing right now. And I think he's capable of even more as he goes along, as far as not necessarily the statistics of the extra base hits, but as far as how he manages at bats and how he values every pitch of every at bat and all the way around. He's got a chance to really impact the game in every phase of the game. And I think that he will. But no, it doesn't necessarily surprise me what he's done, because I've seen him even as a freshman last year. We saw flashes where he saw spin where most young guys don't see spin. They come in their freshman fall and guys are throwing 84, 85 mile an hour breaking balls. And it's like they're from Neptune and they've never seen it before. And Paul was never like that. Paul's staying on the inside of a right-handed breaking ball as a true freshman. It's like differently. He's shooting balls off the right field line on a right-handed breaking ball. Guys don't do that. You know, if anything, they're pulling down the left field line and we have to like board up the indoor facility and make sure they don't break all the windows out when the freshmen come in. And Paul just had a really natural feel to do things. And he's got a natural competitive streak in him that helps him. Like he, like the bigger the moment, the better version of Paul you're going to get. If you notice, it's like when Paul comes up, when there's a couple guys on base, you're going to get the best version of Paul. And that guy's got a chance to impact even more of the game than he has already, in my opinion.
Tom and then Aaron.
Jeff, we've talked a lot in the last few weeks about your lineup getting longer and getting so much production out of the bottom third and such of that. But how much has that helped too, though, that you now wind up in situations often where you've got guys on base for Drew and guys on base for Paul and Grant and that, where when the lineup rolls over, those guys are coming up with guys in scoring position.
Huge, Tom, huge. That was our crippling deal for us early in the season, where we would have those four or five guys that were offensively going well, and then we couldn't drive them in, and then we also couldn't bring those guys that were going well back up with guys on base, and so it was a very short lineup, in both ways, where we couldn't get production from both sides, so the extension of that. I mean, you look at just as simple as. Jeremy plays on the last game. He walks four times. That's a game changing deal. Jeremy walked five times in less than two games. And if he hadn't swung at a 3-1 fastball down for in a 3-1 count, he would have walked six times. And I kind of chastised him a little bit yesterday about that, and he got a good laugh about it. But Tank does a good job with that. Tank will walk. Tank will take a hit by pitch. He's had a few hits recently as well. And when you turn the lineup over with some of those guys on bases, especially when Colin was hitting the eight hole, that's against Iowa. When Colin was hitting the eight hole and he's, several of those big doubles with one out or nobody out, maybe a two out double. And you just you turn it over and you give those guys a chance. It's what we have to be able to do. And we have to get the bottom half of the lineup. Whoever's in there is talented enough because they've all done it. If it's Kip or if it's Fusey or if it's, Colin, all those guys at some point have been in the top half of the lineup, whether it's a two hole or the six hole, they've all five hole, they've all been filtered kind of their way in and out of that. So they all have physical capabilities of it. It's just, can you play the right hand at the right time when the guys are seeing the ball well in a good matchup, righty lefty, so on. But yeah, it's been a season changing change for us just to have the bottom half of that lineup just continue to grow and keep adding guys to the lineup as you go along. We have to do it again this weekend.
Aaron and then Carl.
Coach, how much are you feeling a case of deja vu? You had to go to Michigan 2 years ago and take that series to win the Big Ten. You do it again. You're in terrific shape to hoist the banner again. So how much do you feel that, of being in the same situation you were 2 years ago in a lot of ways?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. I think anytime the Big Ten decides to put Michigan on your schedule in the last couple of weeks, it's gonna have a great impact on the outcome of the season. We do expect to compete for the Big Ten championship on an annual basis, whether we win it or not, I don't know, but we do expect every year to compete at that level, and I know that Michigan expects to compete at that level as well. And so you're going to have two programs. With a lot of pride and really high expectations competing at the end of the season with a lot on the line. And us going up there, again, you're right, there is a great similarity to that, even though both of our programs have changed tremendously in that amount of time. The players are different, but the stakes are the same. And obviously going up there is a big deal. They're going to be intense. They're an intense club. They're run by an intense coaching staff who do a great job. And they're going to come out and they're going to hit you in the mouth. And can you stand your ground? Can you hit back? Can you weather the storm? All those kind of things are going to be determining factors on the weekend. It will be a competition of fortitude more than it will be a competition of physical abilities. And because you're going to have two teams that are both physically talented, and it's just going to come down to who wins the fight. And a lot of that is just the intensity and the demeanor and the attitude, the resiliency when things go wrong. How do you manage it? And we've gotten a lot better at that over the last couple of weeks. We've come a long, long way since the Ohio State weekend where we didn't handle that. And those experiences harden you and they toughen you and they prepare you for moments like that's coming up this weekend. And we're going to have to be on our best behavior in that way.
All All right, we've got time for three more. We're going to go ahead to Carl, Austin, then we'll wrap up with Tom.
All right, Coach, your hitters faced pretty much a gauntlet of quality left-handed starters this past weekend. You got another one coming on Friday. How is your hitting progressing in that particular part of the game?
We've had some ups and some downs where there are times where I'm like, wow, we've gotten a lot better. We're really progressing. And then there are some times where I kind of scratched my head and I said, I thought we were kind of beyond that. The Povich kid was really good. I knew it was going to be good coming into it, but he was better than I anticipated, to be honest with you. The velo was up. The beginning, the fastball in late was really difficult to crossfire look. I mean, he was tough. So we have faced a ton of those guys. I think sometimes when you face a bunch of those guys in a row, it hardens you, but at the same time, like, it's like, can you catch your breath a little bit? But when you're playing this level of baseball, there's really no time to take a step back and wish you could have a little bit of an easier grow of it. So it prepares you, but at the same time, you have to be able to keep your confidence up because it's hard. They don't give you opportunities. They're not going to go walk the first two guys of the game and throw you an 86 mile an hour cupcake for a double off the wall. I mean, you got to scratch and fight for every single pitch, and that can wear on guys, especially young guys. That wears on them mentally. It's hard. It's really difficult. And so we have to be in a frame of mind where we do have confidence because we have proven that we can do it. We do believe in ourselves, and when we don't necessarily care about my personal success, we care about the group's overall success. And when you take the pressure off of yourself, having to get a hit or having to be the one that carries the group, and you place that weight and that burden on just the team offensively being able to create pressure and create opportunities and ultimately break through, I think it makes it a lot easier on you as an individual. I can be a productive member of the offense. I can't always be the one that carries the offense. And I think that mentality is how you go against really good arms like we have and like we're going to again for the next 3 weeks.
All right, two more. We got Austin and wrap up with Tom.
I'm just curious, as McCabe was going through that game on Saturday, were there any talk between the coaches? I know you don't talk to a guy who's pitching like that, but what was the plan for him going into that seventh inning? Was there more in the tank, did you think, for him?
I thought he was good. I'll be honest with you, Austin. I'm trying to put myself back in that situation in that moment. He and Coach Parker made some really nice adjustments over the past midweek. If you notice, the video is a little bit taller. There's a little bit more upright. Some of the metrics were a little bit reduced in the previous weeks, just spins and release heights and release points. So I made a few simple adjustments, and it really helped him. If you notice that he got a lot more swings and misses on the curveball this past weekend, they just kind of talked about and Justin and Denton are way, way more advanced than I am. So when I talk about pitching, I always feel like I need to call in like a lifeline for one of those guys. But talking to me about just the release height and the release point, and thought like the breaking ball was exposed earlier. And that was the reason why we were getting some takes on the breaking ball from McCade that normally we wouldn't get. So I made some adjustments. And it obviously showed. I mean, the swings and misses on the breaking balls, the chase, which was up the fastball. So we felt like he was in a really good place. I noticed in the first inning, I looked at Justin and said, like, this cat looks different. You guys did a great job. Your work week was really good and productive. And so we got to the seventh and felt like we always do when he's cruising like that. He's in a good position. Just kind of comes down to situation and pitch counts. But it was great to see McCade be McCade in knowing that that's always what he's capable of doing. But we always have to, we're still coaching, you're still pushing, you're still trying to make adjustments. And that's the everything that leads up to the beginning of the season is when people talk, like people think that's when like the coaching, well, it's like you're coaching in the off season. And we try to prepare them, but the best coaching is done in the moment, in the midweek, in the season, in the course of the season. That's when you can really tell if a guy can coach or a program can improve itself over the course of the year. And we're going to find out here in the next 3 weeks if we're any good at that too.
All right. Last one for Tom.
He's got top of the seventh, that long top of the seventh inning probably hurt him a little bit too. Yeah. Yeah. It was a long break. But, here we are in the middle of May, and Gabe probably had his best outing of the year Sunday. Yeah. McCade probably had his best outing of the year Saturday. Tommy probably had his best outing of the year on Friday. So that has to make you feel really, really good in the middle of May, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was an awesome thing to see, especially – and Iowa was awesome last weekend, and it was an offensive weekend at the ballpark, wind blown out. But to see the way that they responded after last weekend – to hop right back on the horse and to be really good, really competitive, to make adjustments throughout the midweek and to be utterly dominant. For those three guys were absolutely dominant and incredible. It was, you know, all three of them, but you know, watching Gabe pitch on Sunday was like, I mean, just watching a professional. He's got five pitches with the two seam and the four, he's throwing a four seam fastball. And you're watching a guy throw five pitches for a strike in any count, whenever and wherever he wants. You just don't get to see that very often in college baseball. So it gives you great confidence. You feel really good about where you're at. And I'm really proud of the guys for keeping themselves physically in the position to be able to go out and do that. A lot of times you see guys, the stuff starts to fall off or they lose a pitch throughout or whatever it is. And those guys haven't done that. And I thought John did a good job too. We didn't make plays behind him, and Nebraska's going to really run, and he's got to get better at holding the run game and doing those things. But as far as the execution of pitches and the stuff, he did a good job. We didn't do a good job of supporting him, and he's got to become a more well-rounded guy overall. But I thought John did a really good job too. And several of those bullpen guys came in and were just outstanding. So you're right. The starting pitching, man, it's just such a huge benefit that we have to have those guys all kind of cooking at the same time.
If I get one real quick follow-up on that, I know a few weeks back when you had a weekend where all those guys had pretty high pitch counts, you kind of had to dial them back the following week. But obviously, it's Michigan weekend. I mean, did they get through that weekend pretty well? And do you have to feel like you can use them for all they got this weekend?
Yeah, I feel good about where we're at. It's a lot warmer. It's a lot warmer now. Their workloads have been, I don't want to say minimized throughout the course of the year, but they've been held to a – we've been really strategic and to do the best we can to not extend those guys beyond just for this final stretch, this final push where you give a guy a short workload earlier in the year. You do the best you can to keep them strong. And now it's full go. I mean, we got to go. Those guys are prepared for it. They've been very carefully managed, purposefully managed, one for their own health, but also to make sure that they're their strongest in the last month of the season. And we talk about all the time, you got to be at your best in the last month. And for us to be at our best, those guys have to be at their best and have to be at their best physically. It was something that, you know, Justin and I beginning and kind of cutting our teeth at Wright State. If we didn't win the conference tournament, it didn't matter what you did. You weren't going to the postseason. We could win 40 games in the regular season. If you didn't win the conference tournament, then you weren't going. And so managing pitching, you learn to manage pitching really well because, okay, so he throws a complete game shutout in the first two weekends and he throws 135 pitches. Like, it's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. If you don't win the last game of the conference tournament, it's all for nothing. So learning that early on for us was a big deal, and learning to manage those guys to make sure they're the strongest they can be at the end is critical. And I feel like we're in that direction. So they'll be full go. They'll go until – you know, their stuff starts to deteriorate, and then we'll get somebody else in there, especially now there's a three-game weekend again.